Right. Welcome to the 16th episode of Homicide Canada, our podcast. This is covering all the homicides that happened in Canada in October of 2021. We are produce the homicidecanada.com websites, and we try to track every homicide there is in Canada as the year goes along. We have our website, obviously, homicidecanada.com. We also have social media. You can find us at Twitter at homicide_Canada. DMs are always open. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I would just put a search and put in Homicide Canada in that, and I'm sure our pages will pop up. So let's get to a few statistics in that. Let's see, as of today, which is, I guess, December 7th when we're recording this, number of homicides so far this year in Canada, we have 628. That's 457 male homicides so far, and then 154 female. That projects out to, I guess, 672. And that compares to our count from last year, 684, although we've just gotten some stats from Stats Can, what they have a higher number, which I don't know, usual, because we always miss a few homicides in that, but I don't know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be that different this year from last year. That projects out to a homicide rate of, I guess, 1.77 per 100,000 over the whole year. Okay. Also, I guess what I'll do is I'll talk about the provincial rate. So right now, for the current annualized murder rates, 100,000 for the Canadian provinces, Saskatchewan is at 4.63, and that's slightly ahead of Manitoba at 4.5. That's kind of interesting because basically pretty much every year, Manitoba usually has the most homicides per capita in Canada, but we're already into December, and it looks like maybe Saskatchewan might capture that unfortunate crown this year. And third place, way behind, is Alberta at 2.49, British Columbia at 2.25, Nova Scotia at 1.75, Ontario at 1.58, Newfoundland at 1.23, New Brunswick at 0.96, Quebec at 0.7, and I guess PEI doesn't have a homicide yet this year. Look at the rates for municipalities. So yeah, we track like a fair number of the larger municipalities, and also kind of some kind of smaller ones that are kind of interesting in that. So right now, Regina leads Canada for the ones we track with just over six homicides per 100,000 in 2021. In second place, right at six, is Winnipeg, so not very far behind. In third place, at just under five, is Thunder Bay, which is interesting because I think earlier this year Thunder Bay didn't have that many homicides. Fourth of the cities we track is Edmonton. Fifth is London, and then after that is Brantford. Let's see here. Toronto's right around three homicides per capita or per 100,000, and then I guess let's see here. Montreal is just over two. Vancouver is around 2.5. So anyways, if you go to our Twitter feed, usually we'll make a tweet of that every so often, that showing the municipal rate in that, I don't know, every couple of weeks or so. So yeah. Okay. Let's see what is next. I guess I should mention, sorry, we're doing this episode by Zoom, and I'm not actually here with my co-host Tammy, but she is on the line. So hopefully after this, the next one, we'll be back in person then. So yeah, I apologize if this episode's a little weird, but you know, we try to do our best. Also, I guess I should mention we have an email, info@homicidecanada.com. So in case we've missed a murder or something like that, you can go and send us an email on that and tell us. We'd like to hear that actually, because it's hard to keep track, especially the Quebec ones. Okay. Also on our website, you can go and if you look at the top at the menu and that, you can find a link for provincial pages and that shows all the homicides in your province and that, also municipal pages for the cities that we track. With regards to the podcast, usually like most of our episodes are a month where we do a monthly wrap up of the homicides that happened each month. But occasionally we do some different ones in that. So I encourage you to go and listen to that. So episode six, we go over the top 10 mass homicides events in Canadian history. Although we need to add an 11th. Thanks to a listener who gave us a heads up. Episode 11, we go back in Hamilton in the 1940s and talk about the notorious Evelyn Dick. And then most recently, I guess our bonus episode 15, where we talk about Canadian rappers who are either victims or suspects. And I guess Tammy, that is our like most popular episode ever so far. And it's hasn't been up for very long.
Yeah, so far people seem to be interested in that one.
Yeah, so yeah, it seems like there's even a rapper killing this episode. So I don't know, maybe we can do a part two on Canadian rapper homicides and that. Yeah,
it was actually the rapper we talked about in the last one.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So we just hadn't talked about the murder yet.
Okay. All right. So anyways, I'm sure we can do like another episode next year on new rap Canadian rapper involved homicide and that. So.
Okay. So for the October homicide stats, there were 66 homicides, and that is a 13% increase from October 2020. There were 48 men, 15 women, and 3 gender unreleased. It's kind of weird. I feel like that is happening a lot more often now.
What, is there a particular province that they don't have the gender release then? Or
no, it used to be just BC, but now it seems like it's everywhere. But then some of them are like burnt remains, so I understand.
So they might not know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go over the youngest and oldest victims that happened in October. Now, so the youngest was, a 2-year-old, 30-year-old woman from Red Deer was charged with first-degree murder of a 2-year-old child. Red Deer RCMP responded to a request to attend a home in the city of Red Deer to assist EMS as a 2-year-old child had sustained critical injuries on October 10th at approximately 9:30 a.m. The injured child was rushed to hospital where they were pronounced deceased. On October 11th, Alberta RCMP Major Crimes Unit charged a 30-year-old adult female from Red Deer with first-degree murder in relation to the death of a 2-year-old child. The accused cannot be named due to a publication ban. However, the police have said the victim and the accused were known to each other. Okay, so the oldest is, I guess, Tatilda Noble, aged 85, and that was part of a double homicide. We're going to talk about that one a little later. Now we'll get into the provincial homicide numbers. So Ontario had 22 homicides in October, Alberta had 14, BC third with 11, and Manitoba was 6, Quebec with 5, Saskatchewan with 5, Yukon Territory with 2, which is a lot considering the Yukon doesn't have many people. And then I guess Brunswick, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, Nunavut, Northwest Territories, and PEI all were without a homicide.
The municipal results, the places with more than one homicide, Toronto had 11. Edmonton had 5, Montreal had 5, Calgary had 3, Regina had 3, Crofton had 2, and that was a double homicide. Faro had 2, and that was also a double homicide. Kingston had 2, that was a double homicide. Thunder Bay had 2, Whitby had 2, that was a double homicide, and Winnipeg had 2. That's a lot of double homicides for 1 month.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Murders by type. 34 were unknown or unreleased, 19 were shooting, 11 were stabbings, there were 2 beatings and 1 other for this month.
Okay, now we're going to start the section of the podcast where we talk, I guess, go in depth a little bit more on some of the more noteworthy homicides that happened in the month of October in Canada. So I'm going to start with a Whitby man. He was charged with a second-degree murder and the disappearance of his mother and grandfather. Durham Regional Police attended an address on Scepter Place in Whitby, in Ontario, after a request to check on the well-being of 2 females on October 14th at approximately 2:55 p.m. The women were not located. However, police did locate evidence at the scene, which indicates suspicious circumstances surrounding the disappearance. The 2 missing were identified as Ava Burton, age 58, and her mother, Tilda Noble, age 85, both have set their place in Whitby, and police said that they are presumed deceased. Then on Friday, October 22nd, 2021, investigators arrested a 30-year-old Whitby man who has been charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder. The suspect is the son and grandson of the missing females. Police ask anyone with new information about these homicides to contact Detective McDermott of the Major Crime Branch at 1-888-579-1520, extension 5411. And we have an update. Members of the City of Kawartha Lakes Detachment of the Ontario provincial police. Investigated reports of human remains located on Glen Road in Mariposa Township shortly after 7 p.m. on October 24th. The remains have been identified as those of Burton and Noble. Autopsy revealed obvious signs of trauma to both victims. Yeah, and I guess, Tammy, they haven't found this the grandson yet then, or?
I think the grandson is arrested.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was confused there. Yeah, he's been arrested in that. But we don't have his name then, or?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Killing both his brother and your grandmother.
Thunder Bay police investigate the discovery of a man in a house fire as a homicide. Thunder Bay emergency crews were dispatched to a residential address in the 100 block of Frederica Street East following reports of a structural fire just after 9:20 p.m. on October 2nd. A deceased 33-year-old man was located inside the home. As a result of the autopsy, police are treating the death as a homicide. The Thunder Bay Police Service is not releasing the name of the deceased out of respect for the family. Shane Cabral, 19 of Ottawa, and Michael Gomez, 20 of Nepean, face charges of first-degree murder for the suspected roles in the homicide. And the victim's name has now been released as Jordan Lapointe. Zachary Johnson Serza, 22 of Thunder Bay, was also arrested by police on October 22nd and charged with arson, damage to property. And then Ronald Hill, 43 of Thunder Bay, was also arrested and charged with first degree murder, arson, and damage to property. So that's crazy. That's like four people involved in that one. Charged with first degree.
It's weird that the one other guy got charged with arson, but didn't get charged with the murder.
I wonder if he's gave the police the information. Who knows, right?
Yeah, who knows? So, yeah. Okay, the next one, Calgary police investigate a fatal shooting at the Junction Underground nightclub. Calgary police responded to a report of a shooting outside Junction Underground nightclub located at 628 8th Avenue Southwest on Sunday, October 10th at approximately 2:40 a.m. Police and paramedics located a man in his 30s suffering from life-threatening injuries. He was rushed to hospital where he died from his injuries a short time later. The victim has been identified as 31-year-old John Mitchell Smith Jr. He was a Calgarian who had moved here a few years ago from Washington State in the United States. During the police search for the suspect, a man in his 30s drove himself to the Foothills Medical Center with gunshot wounds. Police believe he may be connected to the incident. Calgary police said the investigation has led them to believe that he left the club with a female friend around 2:30 a.m. When two men who were loitering outside started making untoward advances towards the woman and physical contact with the woman. Police believe the victim intervened and an altercation occurred that ended with the shooting of the victim and the accidental shooting of the acquaintance of the suspect. The shooter fled the scene on foot by heading eastbound along 8th Avenue Southwest. The acquaintance who drove himself to the hospital is being uncooperative. October 20th, Calgary police issued a Canada-wide warrant for the arrest of Jesse Michael Martinez, 35 of Calgary. And he is wanted for second-degree murder. And now it turns out that, that he was arrested on October 21st, and I guess will remain in custody until they appear before a judge.
Okay, missing Alberta councillor Alfred Bellia was found dead, and his wife was charged with second-degree murder. Alfred Bellier of Suffield had been reported missing on October 12th and was last seen on October 8th. RCMP announced on October 16th that the body of Bellier was located in the manner of death was a homicide. Police did not offer any other information surrounding where he was found or the cause of death, but according to the Medicine Hat News, police say the murder of the 72-year-old Cypress County councillor occurred sometime near Thanksgiving Day weekend and his body was hidden in a barn near Pieupot, Saskatchewan. RCMP arrested 66-year-old Deborah Bellier in connection to the crime and charged her with second-degree murder and indignity to a human body. So weird, I was reading like a court report of this and they were saying that she's on like an oxygen tank and stuff. So how would she be able to do this? It seems kind of crazy.
Wow, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't know how she did it then, or?
No, like it was just the first court appearance and the reporter was describing her and saying like she was on an oxygen tank.
Huh. He's a bit older, so who knows? Maybe he wasn't like in great shape either. So
maybe
she didn't really have to do much. She had to just kind of amble behind them with their oxygen tank and do something. I don't know. I guess, yeah.
Maybe.
Also, indignity to a human body. That's usually like somebody, like that's usually when somebody tries to often like bury somebody or burn their body or something. So,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe she tried to like hide him in or bury him in the barn. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty weird. Okay. The next one, Kingston police investigate the double homicide of Ottawa rapper Carl Allen Delphin and Lido. I guess that's I guess how does this work?
Oh okay. Sorry. The Carl Allen Delphin is Lido, or
okay,
AKA.
His so Lido is his rap name. Okay, and then yeah. The victim is Nico Silvier, I guess so. So Kingston police and paramedics responded to a report of a shooting on October 16th at approximately 7:15 p.m. in the area of Sydenham Road and Highway 401. Police arrived to find two injured men, Carl Alain Delphin, 20, an Ottawa rapper who went by the name Lido, and he was pronounced at the scene. The second victim, Nico Sublier, 29, died of his injuries in hospital on October 18th, so a couple of days later. We have some information that Tammy dug up. I guess back in 2012, a man with the same name was facing charges for a murder. So Nico Sublier was charged with first degree murder and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense in relation to the homicide of 24-year-old Joey Flaubert. I don't know. I guess do we know anything what happened with that, Tammy? Or
No, I couldn't really find much.
Okay. Police said that they were aware that several vehicles were in the area at the time of the incident and would like witnesses to come forward. Investigators say they're attempting to identify possible witnesses who were observed in a burgundy SUV that was spotted in the Sydenham Road Highway 401 carpool area at approximately 6 p.m. on October 16th. Police said the occupants were spotted getting out of the vehicle and walking a white dog. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Constable Joel Fisher at the Kingston Police. Do we know anything about like his rap music at all, Tammy, this Lido character?
Yeah, we talked about him in our previous episode.
Okay, all right. And yeah. Was his songs popular or no? I can't remember. So.
He wasn't the most popular.
Okay. So. Did he have any Spotify listens?
I think he did have a Spotify account, but I don't think he had many.
Anyways, our listeners can go back and they can listen. They can go on our list of podcasts, whatever. And the rappers, if you want to know more about Lido, I guess, so, and his musical endeavors.
Yeah, it seems Lido was more underground in the Ottawa rap scene. Edmonton police investigate the disappearance of Nicole Frenchman as a homicide. Edmonton police said Nicole Frenchman, 23, was reported missing on August 10th, 2021, and there was no indication of foul play at that time. Police said the last communication from Frenchman's phone occurred in the early morning hours of July 10th. She was last seen getting into a larger, possibly gray pickup truck with oversized tires and a lift kit in the Kingsway area on July 10th. Investigators say her disappearance is now being treated as suspicious. Edmonton Homicide Section is assisting with the investigation. Frenchman is described as 5'4" and approximately 130 pounds with long black hair and brown eyes. She has many tattoos, including a blue tattoo of a woman wearing a crown on her upper right chest, a dream catcher on her right forearm, and flowers and a dollar bill sign on her right hand. We have pictures of her on our website if you want to look them up. And anyone with information regarding Frenchman's disappearance is asked to contact the Edmonton Police at 780-423-4567.
Okay, the next one. So the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team outside in BC, they take care of an investigation of the disappearance of Devon Goodrick in Langley, BC. Devon Goodrick was, or Devon Goodrick, however he says it, was reported missing to the Langley RCMP on September 27th. Police said Goodrick was last seen on September 25th, 2021 at approximately 3:30 a.m. in the area of 192nd Street and 28th Avenue in Surrey. On October 8th, the IHIT took conduct of the investigation in accordance with its mandate to investigate high-risk missing persons and suspicious deaths. IHIT spokesman Detective Corporal Desi said, "We're working closely with our partners and we're making a public plea for anyone with information on Devon to come forward." Police said at this time that Devon Goodrick's disappearance is not believed to be connected to the ongoing Lower Main mainland gang conflicts. Got a picture on the website. He is described as Caucasian, 26 years old, 6'4 tall, approximately 250 pounds. He has short brown hair, green eyes, and light facial hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the IHIT information line at 1-877-551-IHIT, which is 4448.
RCMP investigate the double homicide of Brad Johnson and Tom Johnson in Crofton, BC. North Cowichan Duncan RCMP responded to a suspicious circumstance call at a house in the 8600 block of Crofton Road on October 23rd at approximately 12 o'clock a.m. Police arrived at the scene to find two deceased people inside the residence, and another man who was also in the residence was arrested. The victims have been identified as son and father, Brad Johnson, 35, and Tom Johnson, 57. According to Czech News, the landlord said Tom Johnson was sick and could hardly walk, so his son, Brad, was looking after him. They had just taken in a childhood friend of Brad's who had recently been released from jail and needed a place to stay 2 days before the homicides. Justin James Dodd, 33, of Duncan, who is also known as Justin Scraton, was arrested and charged with two counts of second-degree murder. Duncan is expected to appear in court on November 2nd.
Yukon police charged Ralph Shaw for the murder of his estranged wife, Sang Yuen Honchai Yathum, and also the murder of Patrick McCracken. Yukon RCMP originally responded to a domestic dispute in the community of Faro before they received reports of gunfire that left two people dead and a man critically injured on October 26th. Police said the suspect fled the scene before they arrived. They attended a different home where they located a deceased woman who has been identified as Sang Duen Honchai Yafung, 73-year-old. Patrick McCracken was then located deceased while police were conducted well-being checks in surrounding homes. Ralph Shaw, 61, is charged with two counts each of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and aggravated assaults. Honchai Yafung was the estranged wife of the accused, and I guess according to the CBC, they had been married for nearly two decades. Okay, so now we'll get to the section of the podcast where we go through some more sort of noteworthy arrests and discoveries, like kind of connected with the month of October. An update on some charges. Two have charged in the death of RCMP officer Constable Shelby Patton in Wolseley, Saskatchewan. So Constable Patton located a stolen pickup truck in the town of Wolseley and initiated a traffic stop on Sherbrooke Street on June 12th, approximately 7:50 a.m. Constable Patton was struck and killed by the truck when he exited his vehicle. Indian Head RCMP received an urgent dispatch that an RCMP officer had been hit and was in cardiac arrest at approximately 7:56 a.m. Despite life-saving efforts, Patton was pronounced at the scene. A farmer near Odessa, Saskatchewan, contacted police to report that occupants of a white pickup truck were on their property and stole one of their trucks at approximately 8:38 a.m. The white pickup truck was found stuck in the mud of a field near Francis, Saskatchewan, approximately 1 mile away from the abandoned farmer's truck. The suspects fled on foot and were arrested just before 10 a.m. So 42-year-old Marlene Velma Louise Pagie from Winnipeg and 41-year-old Alphonse Stanley Traverse from Winnipeg, Manitoba, were both originally charged with manslaughter as well as numerous other charges. An update, November 26, RCMP said the initial manslaughter charges laid against both individuals in relation to Colonel Constable Patton's death have been withdrawn, and the following new charges laid. Alphonse Stanley Traverse was charged with one count, first-degree murder, section 235.1 of the criminal code, and the previous manslaughter charge was withdrawn. I guess, Tammy, that's... that because it's the killing of a policeman, it's automatically first degree murder, or?
I'm not sure. They didn't say why they changed the charge.
Okay. And then Marlene Velma Louise Pagie has been charged with one count, accessory after the fact of murder, section 240 of the criminal code. And her previous manslaughter charge was withdrawn.
Okay. Canada wide warrant has been issued in Mississauga for their first murder of the year. Peel police responded to the report of a deceased man in a townhouse at 7475 Goreway Drive on April 18th at approximately 6:40 a.m. Dwayne Watson, a 38-year-old man from Brampton, was located inside the home suffering from gunshot wounds. Police have not released if the victim lived at the residence where he was located. On April 16, 2016, Mustafa Omar, 29, of Toronto, also known as rapper Sizzlak, was killed in the same townhouse complex. Okay, so an update that happened on November 30th. A Canada-wide warrant has been issued for Barris Ford Livingston, a 42-year-old man from Brampton, for manslaughter in relation to the homicide. It is believed that Barris Livingston has fled to Jamaica. We have a photo on our website. Anyone with information on this incident is asked to contact investigators from the Homicide Missing Persons Bureau at 905-453-2121, extension 3205. So I want to know why they've issued a Canada-wide warrant if they think he's in Jamaica.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just sort of like procedure in that. So like, they don't necessarily, like, they think that, but I don't know, maybe they don't, they're not 100% sure, but I don't know. I guess maybe you have to do that too, to be able to get like a order for Jamaica to turn him over in that. I don't know, like an extradition order or something. So I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay. So one more for item for this week. So there's an update. RCMP confirmed that all 22 victims of the April 2020 mass killing in Nova Scotia were shot. Just some background in case you forget. 51-year-old Gabriel Wortman, the suspect, began a shooting spree on April 18th in Portapique. It ended at a gas station in Enfield, Nova Scotia, where he was shot by police. Police said the 51-year-old denturist was impersonating a Mountie by replicating a uniform and a squad car. Police said the 16 crime scenes in the communities of Portapique, Wentworth, Daybert, and Shubenacadie, Milford, and Enfields. A total of 22 people were killed. However, police originally did not say if all victims died as a result of being shot or whether some died in fires, but it seems that on November 29th, 2020, RCMP have confirmed that all 22 victims died by firearm. So, so I guess, I don't know, stuff seems to keep trickling out about that. Wortman, I don't know, people sometimes, I don't know, I've seen what people have been saying they suspect he was like an RCMP, like undercover source or something like that, but so we don't really know. I guess that's it for this episode this week, Tammy, or I guess this month. Probably the next month one we'll be able to get back together in person and that, if we wanted to make sure we got the October out one out there kind of timely in that. So yeah, we're going to start work soon on the November one. So our website is homicidecanada.com. Oh yeah, try to have a post for every homicide, and then we got pages for all the provinces and for major municipalities as well. Email is info@homicidecanada.com. You can always tell us if we missed a murder in your municipality or province, or if you think there's anything else you want to say. Our Twitter is homicide_Canada. Our DMs are always open. And if you go on Facebook or Instagram, you can search us at Homicide Canada to come up. And yeah, you can follow us there too if you want to like keep up to date that way. All right. So that's it for this week, or actually this month.